Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 792 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, another meeting of the Rammstein Group took place. The Rammstein format, also known as Ukraine Defense Contact Group, unites defense ministers and other high-level officials from over 50 countries that provide military support to Ukraine or consider doing so. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the participants and said that long-range armaments, air defense systems, and artillery are priority among the aid Ukraine needs from its allies. Zelensky noted that the way events will unfold in the combat zone depends on how fast Ukraine and its allies act, and whether their agreements are fully implemented. Quote, although in half a year, while we were waiting for a decision on the American support, the Russian army managed to seize the initiative on the battlefield, we can still now not only stabilize the front, but also move forward, achieving our Ukrainian goals in the war, unquote, said the head of state. He called long-range weapons a top priority as no part of the occupied territory of Ukraine should remain safe for the occupiers. Zelensky thanked Ukraine's allies for adopting decisions on the missiles that have been working hard on the front line, Storm Shadow, Scalps, and Attackams. Zelensky listed air defense as the second priority. According to him, this year Russian jets have used more than 9,000 guided aerial bombs against Ukraine. This means that Kyiv needs the ability to shoot down Russian combat aircraft so that they do not approach Ukrainian positions and borders. The head of state stressed that in particular Ukraine needs at least 7 Patriot systems and the missiles for them. Zelensky called artillery and ammunition the third priority, stressing that the ratio of Ukrainian and Russian forces in artillery is 1 to 10, and such a situation inspires Russia to plan a counteroffensive. The fourth priority is the production of weapons both in partner states and within joint projects in Ukraine. The president stressed that Ukraine has the capabilities to produce more drones than it can pay for. The same goes for electronic warfare systems. After the meeting, several countries have already announced new packages of support for Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed that the U.S. is allocating $6 billion in military aid, reports European Pravda. It will be implemented under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, through which weapons are ordered from American manufacturers. Austin stressed that this is the largest military aid package announced to date. Later, the Pentagon specified that it plans to order additional munitions for Patriot air defense systems, NASAMS and HIMARS systems, 155 and 152mm artillery ammunition, demolition munitions and precision aerial munitions for Ukraine, equipment to integrate Western air defense launchers, missiles and radars with Ukraine's air defense systems, anti-drone equipment, radar stations, counter-artillery radars, switchblade drones and components to support Ukrainian production of unmanned aerial vehicles and other capabilities are also on the list. The US also plans to order unmanned aerial systems, tactical vehicles to tow weapons and equipment, small arms and additional small arms ammunition, other items. Spanish Defense Minister Margarita Robles confirmed Madrid's decision to send missiles for Patriot anti-aircraft systems to Ukraine, but not the systems. Spain would be sending a new batch of large-caliber artillery ammunition, machine guns, protected-wheeled logistic transport, armored infantry fighting vehicles, anti-tank weapons and field artillery howitzers, as well as anti-drone systems and Leopard tanks. There were media reports earlier on 26th of April that Spain had refused to supply Patriot missiles to Ukraine, but under pressure from NATO and the EU, Spain agreed to send Kyiv missiles for the systems already in use in the combat zone. The Financial Times had reported earlier that Greece and Spain are under intense pressure from their EU and NATO allies to provide Ukraine with additional air defense systems. So far, Greece refused to do so on several occasions. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. Belgium decided to accelerate the supply of its own F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine and make it happen by the end of 2024, reports Espresso. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo referred to the decision to supply F-16 jets as a big step for Ukraine's defense. He noted that Belgium had already participated in the fighter jet coalition and has provided repairs to the supplied aircraft and has trained Ukrainian pilots. Defense Minister Ludivin de Von Der did not name a specific time frame for the supply of F-16 jets to Ukraine, but stressed that it will happen as soon as possible without compromising Belgian security. Belgium is one of 13 countries participating in a coalition to provide Ukraine with fighter jets. It had previously planned to send more F-16 jets to Ukraine starting from 2025, which it is gradually replacing with more modern F-35 jets. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.